One of the parts of Buddhism which I really was inspired by was, if it is a birthday and your birthday, you don't ever expect to get presents. It's your opportunity to give presents to others on that day. And when I first saw that, it just turned around the whole idea of celebrating a birth. It's a time to do something good for somebody else. So instead of accepting and getting lots of gifts, I don't need anything, but to be able to give it to other people. So now, if you like, to close your eyes and bring all the awareness to your body first of all. Feel your body, sensitive to it. And it's not just being sensitive like a supervisor watching the workers and making sure they're behaving. It's just with some very kind overlooker, making sure that every part of your body is okay and comfortable. And you start with that, with just looking over your legs. To be able to do that, I often ask my legs, "How are you?" And I do this so often, I become very sensitive to the feelings, sensations in the muscles, in the bones. You know, even just my toes and soles of my feet, I can feel them. And the uppers of my feet, my ankles, I just ask, how are they? And I can feel them. I know if they're warm or they're cold, they're tight, they're loose. And that is how I know whether I'm being kind to them. And I try to get them in the best possible position, not forcing them. It's not creating more stress by making demands on my body. It's learning how to understand my body. And with that understanding, I can be compassionate towards it. And I can feel that compassion by things loosening. And even my feet become really comfortable. This is how we relax our body, which is an important part to start our meditation practice. And just move up the legs, past the ankles, up the legs. You can feel the calf muscles and the surface of the skin on my lower legs. As I move up, just checking everything is fine. And if ever I come across a part of the body which is tight and tense or squashed because I haven't got my posture right, I will stop. Rearrange my legs. Pause. See whatever I can do to make my legs more comfortable. I get to my knees. Knees are usually very comfortable with a short half an hour meditation. But nevertheless, I want to make sure that they're all relaxed as possible. And sometimes just being aware of my legs, myself, knees right now. If I feel any tightness, I can imagine just things expanding and loosening, like strings or ropes becoming untied. There's no tension on them, everything nice and loose. I often use that simile, which I think I used last week, of a string which is stretched, becomes like a guitar string. Something hits it and it goes bing, as it loosens. Something hits it, boom, it makes a low pitch sound. And if a string is perfectly loose, with no tension on it at all, if it's relaxed, things hit it, it makes no sound at all. It's called resilience. You knock your knee, you hit it or something. If it's really relaxed, there's no injury, no hurt. It shows how you can make your knees peaceful, healthy, long-lasting health, by learning how to relax a simple thing like your knee. and then you go up to your thighs. Huge amounts of muscles there. And I just check them over very quickly. Make sure they are relaxed. And from there, go to my butt, buttocks. Always have to make sure that there's no fold of robe which can dig into the flesh and make it sore. Just check this is the best I can do. And that's all I need. You know what it's like when somebody cares for you? They just show that they care. They can't do anything, but they just show that, look, if there's anything I can do, please let me know. That degree of care relaxes you. And sometimes that's what I need to do with my butt. Just to show I care, sincerely. And it relaxes. In this 1 or 2 minutes, I've just relaxed all of my legs and the toes to the butt. They go up to my torso. The back can be painful for many people. So I usually give it a good stretch. Oh, that's so nice. And then let go and relax it. To make sure the back is comfortable. If you want to lean back on the chair, that's fine too. Whatever works for you. Then go to the front of the body. And inside, all these muscles and organs and pipes and tubes. And I often start with just my colon and intestine, feeling them, just asking them, colon, intestine, how are you? And when you can be aware of a feeling in that area of the body, it's not that difficult to learn how to relax it. You may have a sort of an ache or pain there. You just focus on it, zoom in, and give it as much kindness as you possibly can. Sometimes, you know, you see animals in the forest, sometimes dangerous animals. You give them so much kindness. They can feel they're not in any danger. They relax. That's what I do to things like intestines if they're sore. Just give it so much kindness that the whole thing just relaxes to the max. And the ache, the pain, the tightness disappear. And just any other organs I have in there, don't know all their names and their positions, but as I go up my body I feel, is there any aches or pains, anything which stands out, which needs some attention. I sweep up past my stomach, my lungs, my heart. If there is something anywhere, I will just pause and give all this kindness. Kindness heals. And after a while you can see it happening. So you're giving kindness there, things relax, energies come, and the body heals itself. And those of you, the women who, many women apparently have breast cancer. If ever you get to that part of your body and feel there is something imbalanced there, an ache, a pain or a difficulty or whatever, just pause there and drench that area of your body with your kindness, your care. And stay there as long as you can. And sometimes you relax that area and allow your body's own healing energy to come in there and just bathe that area of your body, to drench it with your care. It works. And you go up to your shoulders, relaxing them, making sure everything's nice and loose. Because when you're meditating and your muscles are relaxed, that also shows you're meditating with a sense of confidence, no fear, knowing you're in a kind, safe place. And you go down your arms to your elbows. Any aches or pains there, just give so much kindness. After a while you learn just how to relax parts of your body at will. Even my forearms, as you just pass through them very quickly, but just to show it can be done. I pause on my forearms and really loosen them. Feel, almost feel the blood pumping through the arteries and veins. Not just blood pumping through, but relaxation. Ease, peace. Going all the way to the wrists. Relaxing those and the hands. And once again, once I get to my hands, I ask my hands, do you want to be adjusted? And once again, my hands say, yes, thank you. I just adjust them. It's as if they say thank you. And they'll be nice and calm for the rest of the meditation. My whole arms, elbows, wrists, hands, all nicely relaxed. So I get into meditation postures, and they're powerful. And I go back up to my shoulders and my neck. There are some sort of pollens in the air, because I do have an itch in my throat, allergy. I just stay with that little itch and be kind to it. I'm not trying to get rid of it. I'm trying to make peace with it. Allow it to be kindness, care. And that tends to make it nice and soft and loose. So the irritation's just not irritating anymore. Have a ceasefire. And I go out to my face. And all these muscles around the eyes and the mouth, the nose and the forehead. I can feel them first of all. I've got to check in, be aware of them. Once I'm aware of the muscles around the eyes, especially in the mouth, I've learned how to relax them. Any tightness, to loosen it, to ease it off. Learn from trial and error. But when it works, you can feel it. Look, here it comes. And the eyes and the mouth. Those muscles become loose. And comfortable. It's a pleasant feeling, a delight of relaxation on my own face. And I just check my whole body sitting here, relaxed to the max. I can feel the relaxation, but I pause here, noticing relaxation, and then the delight comes. It feels wonderful to be relaxed, at ease, not needing to scratch anything or cough or move. You're not enduring. I'm enjoying. Enjoying spending time with my own body. Peaceful, aware, kind. noticing the delight of relaxation, being mindful of that, calms things down so much. The relaxation goes to another level. Deep sense of physical ease. And then it comes time to go to the mind. It's the powerhouse of our lives. So we go inside and ask, how peaceful are you? Or how agitated? What I call the peaceometer. Get a reading how peaceful you are. Now you know how peaceful you are. You're looking, you're aware of an important part of the mind. Degree of peace. And then you soon learn, just like you learn how to relax parts of your body, you learn how to relax your mind and bring the feeling of peace to a deeper, more stable state. You really are peaceful. You're still. You don't hold yourself still, that's too much stress. You just enjoy. Enjoy the process of the mind becoming more and more relaxed. More and more peaceful, more still. If it's not automatic for you, still you should notice you're in the present moment. All the past, all the future. It becomes almost irrelevant when you have peace in your mind. It's not as if you let go of the past or ignore the future. Just the present moment is just much more delightful, much more attractive. Just being here with a peaceful body and a calm mind. For those of you who want to watch your breath, just know the breath as it comes in, know the breath as it goes out. Just the very calm waves coming up the shore of a calm, isolated beach. The waves going away from you again. Noticing one breath at a time.